What? Well, that is some group of people, thousands. So nice, that's really nice, thank you. It's great to be at Trump Tower, and it's an honor to have everybody here. This is beyond anybody's expectations. There's been no crowd like this. I will tell you this, I said it very strongly, years ago. I said, don't hit Iraq because you're going to destabilize the Middle East. Iran is going to take over the Middle East. Get the oil, think of it. Iran is taking over Iraq. They're taking a big leap. And we have nothing. We have nothing. And every time we give Iraq equipment, the first time a bullet goes off, they leave it. Unemployment is 18 to 20%. Don't believe 5.6. Don't believe it. A lot of people can't get jobs. They can't get jobs. There are no jobs. China has our jobs. Mexico has our jobs. Our enemies are stronger and stronger and we are weaker. Our nuclear arsenal doesn't work. We have a disaster called Obamacare. Politicians are all talk, no action. They will not bring us, believe me, to the promised land. I hear my fellow Republicans. They're wonderful people. I like them. I like them. They don't talk jobs. They don't talk China. When was the last time you heard China is killing us? They're killing us. People are saying, what's going on? I want a job. Get me a job. I want a job. We have to repeal Obamacare, replaced with something much better for everybody, much better, much less expensive for people. And we can do it. I've watched the politicians. If you can't make a deal with a politician, there's something wrong with you. You are certainly not very good. They're controlled by the lobbyists, by the donors, by the special interests, fully. Yes, they control them. Hey, I have lobbyists. I have lobbyists that produce anything for me. They're great. But you know what? It won't happen. It won't happen. We have to stop doing things for some people. It's destroying our country. We have to stop, and it has to stop now. Our country needs a truly great leader. We need a truly great leader now. We need a leader that read the art of the deal. We need somebody that will take this country and make it great again. So ladies and gentlemen, I am running for president of the United States. I will be the greatest jobs president that God ever created. I tell you that, thank you. I'm going to tell you about trade. China comes over. They dump their stuff. They devalue their currency so brilliantly. I'm not saying they're stupid. I like China. Am I supposed to dislike them? The biggest bank in the world is from China. You know where their United States headquarters is? In this building, in Trump Tower. I love China. People say, oh, you don't like China? We have all the cards. We don't know how to use them. We don't even know we have the cards, because our leaders don't understand the game. I'm using my own money. I'm not using the lobbyists, not using donors. I don't care. I'm really rich. We got to make the country rich. We got to make the country rich. It sounds crass. Somebody say, oh, that's crass. It's not crass. We got $18 trillion in debt. Military needs equipment. Nuclear weapons are obsolete. We've got nothing. We've got social security that's going to be destroyed if somebody like me doesn't bring money into the country. Other people want to cut the hell out of it. I'm not going to cut it at all. I'm going to bring money in. There is so much wealth out there that can make our country rich and therefore great again. Because we need money. We're dying. We're dying. Somebody said the other day, a reporter, a very nice reporter, Mr. Trump, you are not a nice person. That's true. But actually I am. I am a nice person. The reporter said, Mr. Trump, you are not a nice person. How can you get people to vote for you? I said, I think that number one, I am a nice person. I think I'm actually a very nice person. People are tired of nice people. They're tired of being ripped off. We're becoming a third world country because of our infrastructure, our airports, our roads, everything. I said, you know what I'll do? I'll do it. I'm doing it. I started off in a small office with my father in Brooklyn in Queens. And my father said, and I love my father, I learned so much. I learned so much sitting at his feet playing with blocks. I learned a lot. He used to say, Donald, we don't go into Manhattan. That's the big leagues. We don't know anything about that. Don't do it. I said, I gotta go into Manhattan. I gotta build those big buildings. I gotta do it. Dad, I've gotta do it. After 4 or 5 years, I ventured into Manhattan and did a lot of great deals. The Grand Hyatt Hotel, the convention center on the west side. I did a lot of great deals. Now I'm building all over the world. I love what I'm doing. I said to myself, you know, I made it the old-fashioned way. It's real estate. It's real estate. I have assets, big accounting firm, highly respected, $9,240,000,000. One of the big banks came to me and said, could we loan you $4 billion? I said, I don't need it. I don't want it. I've been there. I don't want it. But in 2 seconds, they give me whatever I wanted. So I have a total net worth. It'll be well over $10 billion. A total net worth, after all expenses, the greatest assets. Trump Tower, 1290 Avenue of the Americas. Bank of America in San Francisco, 40 Wall Street. Places all over the world. The total is $8,737,540,000. Not to brag, I don't have to brag, I don't have to, believe it or not. That's the kind of thinking our country needs. We have losers. We have losers. People are selling this country down the drain. I would build a great wall. I will build a great, great wall on our southern border. I will have Mexico pay for that wall. Mark my words. Nobody would be tougher on ISIS than Donald Trump. Nobody. Nobody will be pushing us around. Rebuild the country's infrastructure. Nobody can do that like me. Believe me, done on time, on budget, way below cost. Save Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security without cuts. Have to do it. Renegotiate foreign trade. Strengthen military. Take care of our vets. So, so important. The American dream is dead. If I get elected president, I will bring it back bigger and better and stronger than ever. We will make America great again. Thank you. Thank you very much.